Top of the morning to you. This is a market brief special report for Wednesday, May 3rd. I thought I would update you on the renewable fuels sector. There is a lot of concern in the market revolving around significant changes in that sector. On March 23rd, the National Biodiesel Board and 19 independent producers filed an anti-dumping complaint against Argentina and Indonesia. Next Monday, May 8th, we should hear from the International Trade Commission on the preliminary investigation of that complaint. Most expect the International Trade Commission to find in favor of the National Biodiesel Board, and if that's the case, the Department of Commerce should move immediately to place import duties on biodiesel coming in from Argentina and Indonesia. Also, another facet, there's three facets to the biodiesel issues right now. The second one is the fate of the tax credit. As you know, it expired on December 31st of 2016. Congress will have to take this matter up, and with their full agenda right now, that's not likely to happen until at least late summer, and it's likely to drag all the way into the fall of the year. There are three outcomes to that, possibly. They could reinstitute the tax credit as it was before, which was a blender's credit. They could institute the tax credit and change it to a producer's credit, which only U.S. domestic producers of biodiesel would be eligible for. Or they might just forego having a tax credit at all. That would be a $3 billion annual savings to the U.S. Treasury. And finally, the EPA is scheduled to release its preliminary proposed mandates for 2018 sometime in May. With a new sheriff in town, that could be delayed into June or possibly early July. They should give us then their final mandates for 2018 sometime in November is the normal schedule. This has been a Market Brief special report for Wednesday, May 3rd.